Those two girls I saw him with when he missed Quidditch? Ha! Crabbe and Goyle.
Do you mean to say,
said Hermione in a hushed voice, that that little girl whose scales I repaired? Yeah, of course, said Harry loudly, staring at her. Of course! Malfoy must have been inside the room at the time. So she... What am I talking about? He dropped the scales to tell Malfoy not to come out, because there was someone there. And there was that girl who dropped the toad spawn, too. We've been walking past him all the time and not realizing it. He's got Crabbe and Goyle transforming into girls, guffawed Ron. Blimey! No wonder they don't look too happy these days. I'm surprised they don't tell him to stuff it. Well, they wouldn't, would they, if he's shown them his dark mark, said Harry. The dark mark we don't know exists, said Hermione skeptically, rolling up Ron's dried essay before it could come to any more harm and handing it to him. We'll see, said Harry confidently.
Yes, we will,
Hermione said, getting to her feet and stretching. But Harry, before you get all excited, I still don't think you'll be able to get into the Room of Requirement without knowing what's there first. And I don't think you should forget, she heaved her bag onto her shoulder and gave him a very serious look, that what you're supposed to be concentrating on is getting that memory from Slughorn. Good night. Harry watched her go, feeling slightly disgruntled. Once the door to the girls' dormitories had closed behind her, he rounded on Ron. What do you think? Wish I could disapparate like a house elf, said Ron, staring at the spot where Dobby had vanished. I'd have that apparition test in the bag. Harry did not sleep well that night. He lay awake for what felt like hours, wondering how Malfoy was using the Room of Requirement, and what he, Harry, would see when he went in there the following day. For whatever Hermione said, Harry was sure that if Malfoy had been able to see the headquarters of the DA, he would be able to see Malfoy's. What could it be? A meeting place? A hideout? A storeroom? A workshop? Harry's mind worked feverishly, and his dreams, when he finally fell asleep, were broken and disturbed by images of Malfoy, who turned into Slughorn, who turned into Snape. Harry was in a state of great anticipation over breakfast the following morning. He had a free period before Defense Against the Dark Arts and was determined to spend it trying to get into the Room of Requirement. Hermione was rather ostentatiously showing no interest in his whispered plans for forcing entry into the room, which irritated Harry because he thought she might be a lot of help if she wanted to. Look, he said quietly, leaning forward and putting a hand on the Daily Prophet, which he had just removed from a post owl, to stop her from opening it and vanishing behind it. I haven't forgotten about Slughorn, but I haven't got a clue how to get that memory off him. And until I get a brainwave, why shouldn't I find out what Malfoy's doing?
I've already told you. You need to persuade Slughorn, said Hermione. It's not a question of tricking him or bewitching him, or Dumbledore could have done it in a second. Instead of messing around outside the Room of Requirement...
She jerked the prophet out from under Harry's hand and unfolded it to look at the front page.
You should go and find Slughorn and start appealing to his better nature. Anyone we know?
Asked Ron as Hermione scanned the headlines.
Yes,
said Hermione, causing both Harry and Ron to gag on their breakfast.
But it's all right, he's not dead. It's Mundungus. He's been arrested and sent to Azkaban. Something to do with impersonating an inferior during an attempted burglary. And someone called Octavius Pepper has vanished. Oh, and how horrible. A 9-year-old boy has been arrested for trying to kill his grandparents. They think he was under the Imperius curse.
They finished their breakfast in silence. Hermione set off immediately for Ancient Runes, Ron for the common room, where he still had to finish his conclusion on Snape's Dementor essay, and Harry for the corridor on the 7th floor and the stretch of wall opposite the tapestry of Barnabas the Barmy teaching trolls to do ballet. Harry slipped on his invisibility cloak once he had found an empty passage, but he need not have bothered. When he reached his destination, he found it deserted. Harry was not sure whether his chances of getting inside the room were better with Malfoy inside it or out, but at least his first attempt was not going to be complicated by the presence of Crab, or Goyle, pretending to be an 11-year-old girl.